Hi guys, and welcome back to Conversations with the Facade Nigeria. Today we'll be talking on obituaries of two important people of colonial Nigeria. The first off is the Venerable Nathaniel Johnson, Archdeacon of Lagos and Pastor of St. Paul's Breadfruit. At 10:30 p.m. on Monday the 15th of August in St. Paul's Parsonage, Breadfruit, there has passed to his rest in his 79th year a veteran soldier of Christ, the Venerable Archdeacon Johnson, who in his quiet, patient, unassuming ways made a lasting mark on the church in Lagos. The funeral took place in St. Paul's Church, where he had spent the last 20 years of his life. The following clergy took part in the service: the Right Reverend Bishop Oluwole, the Reverends J. Pierce, J. S. Adewakun, D. A. Williams of Ibadan, I. B. Ogunmefu, S. M. Abiodun, J. A. Cole, C. E. Doherty, J. A. Lay, and M. S. Cole. The bishop gave an impressive address sketching the archdeacon's career in the church. Born in 1843, after his elementary education in Ibadan, he entered the CMS Training Institution in Abeokuta under the late Reverend G. F. Burler. Almost all Burler's pupils have finished their course, and they were all of them marked by a wholehearted devotion to the master's course. The archdeacon during his student life was a Sunday school teacher. He began his life in the church as schoolmaster at Faji, Lagos then. At Holy Trinity, Ebuterio, he then became a tutor in the grammar school afterwards. He was sent to Aroloya as catechist and was eventually ordained pastor of that parish. The present St. John's Church and the schoolrooms are monuments of his labors there. In 1901, he came to St. Paul's during stormy times, and through his great patience, tact and forbearance and prayerfulness, he made St. Paul's what it is today, and the east window and the pipe organ bear excellent testimony to his painstaking efforts. He was a member of the CMS Executive Committee. He was for many years the secretary of the Lagos Church Committee, which afterwards became the Lagos District Council, secretary of the local auxiliary of the British and Foreign Bible Society, an earnest and active member of the Yoruba Bible Translation and Revision Committee. And in 1900, he went to England and at the invitation of the British and Foreign Bible Society to see the Yoruba Bible in one volume through the press. The Bishop of Diocese created him Archdeacon of Lagos in 1919. He was administrator of the diocese during the absence of the diocesan and Bishop Oluwole in 1920 from the diocese, and many of our Yoruba hymns he translated. He was a silent but steady worker. One cannot but admire his self-control and the even balance of his mind. His handwriting is one of the best. Okay. Like a mellow fruit through seasonable ripeness, he dropped into arms of the hovering angels that escorted him home as he breathed the last amen on earth with his last. A great prince had fallen in Israel. St. Paul's Church was crowded in and out, and the attendance showed in how high esteem he was held in the community of Lagos. The service in the church over, a long procession wended its way to Ikoyi Cemetery. The clergy and choir leading and scout followed. The bishop said the comital and pronounced the benediction. As the words in quote, "The golden evening brightened in the west, soon to faithful warriors comes the rest of him 422 HC, were sung, the broad setting tropical sun on the hitherto gloomy horizon sent out his crimson retiring rays over the surrounding green foliage, and shed the radiant lust over the scene as it were lighting up the gloom of the grave, telling his widow as she leaned over the tombstone of the family vault, taking the last glance of the coffin that contains all that is mortal of the living loving companion of over 40 years and the sorrowing family and friends, that the setting sun will rise again in his full strength on another morn. So he shall rise again, immortal on the resurrection morn. Requiescat in pace. Light perpetual shine on his soul in paradise." What an emotional situation. Next off is the late Mrs. J.B. Wood of the CMS as well. A remarkable personality has passed away in the person of Mrs. Emily B. Wood, widow of the late Reverend J.B. Wood, who died at her residence, the Mission Yard, Ake, Abeokuta at 1 o'clock of Saturday morning, September 24. She came to Abeokuta in the latter part of 1889 with her husband, who was then the superintendent of the Yoruba Interior Mission. Mrs. Wood identified herself with her husband's work and soon became popular among the women of Abeokuta. Her husband died in 1897, but she preferred to return and die on the scene of her husband's labors. She built the comfortable residence for lepers and a small chapel on the hill by the Arakanga stream, and spent liberally for their comforts and made provision for their future. She made it her regular duty when she was strong to visit and preach to the women in the Alakes compound and the houses of the Osile, Agara and Olowu, and every month it was great pleasure to provide tea and refreshments at the agent's prayer meeting and the agent's wife's union. She was always leading out a hand of women. She was always leading out a band of women from Market Church for open air preaching every Tuesday morning. She was always active, now busy in the garden, now sewing some clothes for the lepers, now visiting some house or agent, now making inquiries about the progress of some mission station, and offering her financial help. Aket Church and its personage, Igbeyin School Chapel, Ikereku Church, the Abeokuta Grammar School, the Abeokuta Girls School, the Abeokuta Church Sustentation Fund, are few out of the numerous objects that have enjoyed her unstinted liberality. We cannot speak of other acts of benevolence to private objects and individuals, and only a few months before her death, she left £300 to defray the expenses of her pastor's visit to Jerusalem. The Christians of Abeokuta call her Iyawa, our mother. Aket Church was her fond child, and she could not bear to see anything disturb its progress or soil the ardour for which the Christian Church exists in Abeokuta. It was the happy privilege of Mrs. Wakeman to bestow much care and anxiety over her at the Mission House Lagos a few months ago, and that remarkable nursing has been instrumental, humanly speaking, in lengthening her days, for before her removal to Lagos, her coffin and funeral clothes were actually got ready. And under Mrs. Wakeman's care, she was literally rejuvenated. She was anxious to return to Abeokuta after her recovery. She was allowed to return only when Miss Payne arrived from England to act as her guardian nurse, and when again she fell ill was to go to her well-earned rest. Her wish was realized to run out her course on the scene of her husband's labors to sleep and not divided side by side in God's acre in Abeokuta. In quote, though dead, she yet speaketh. Her name will remain unforgotten in the annals of Abeokuta, nay of Egbaland. Her funeral took place at St. Peter's Church in Bracket Townsend Wood Memorial, Ake, and the following clergy were present: the Right Reverend Bishop Oluwole, the Venerable Archdeacon W. Smith, both traveled that morning to Abeokuta for the purpose, the Reverends J. A. Lahomi, E. W. George, J. J. Ransom Kuti, J. J. Olumide, J. F. Peters, S. A. Delumo, and E. O. Ladipo Soremekun. The interment was under heavy downpour of rain, but the large attendance under such heavy downpour of rain testified to the very high esteem in which she was held in Abeokuta. She rests in peace. She related to the writer her reminiscences of the time when her father was the principal of the CMS College at Islington, and at the time when Archdeacon Crowder of the Niger Delta was a student there, and in loving memory of her dear father, Canon Green, she built a hall, the council room of the Abeokuta Church, to which are attached the rooms for evangelists under training, a scheme dear to her heart and which she helped financially. What more shall we say? Many in Abeokuta today will still be weeping, showing the coats and garments she made while she was with them. She rests in peace, blessed, and her works do follow her. And that's it, guys, from this bonus episode on conversations with the Facade Nigeria on the obituaries of two important people of the Church Missionary Society in Lagos and in Abeokuta as well. Memorials are quite intriguing and very touching, because a loved one has left, and then left either a husband, the wife, or spouse and children, or especially to a very large extent the community, to mourn and realize that this person is no more, and they won't see this person again, They won't see this person preach. They won't listen to this person. They won't literally go out for a wedding, a dinner, an evening ball, or whatever with this person or thereabouts. Or do we even hear about this person in the news anymore, except for remembrance, depending. And that's it, guys. We'll see you when next we see you. Don't forget to stay safe and always mask up. We're on Instagram at The Facade Nigeria, TheFacadeNigeria. See you when next we see you. Cheers.